Well, today's episode is on easy to correct 4 types of mistakes via GenTDS software. So let us start. Throughout this post, we have discussed how you can quickly rectify errors using GenTDS/TCS software. After furnishing the TDS return with NSTL, one may see that there seems an error in the returns. The same error would be due to distinct causes such as wrong deductions, wrong challan information, or incorrect PAN details of a deductee. As per the case, the TDS/TCS return would need to be amended. How to file correction statement in 24Q and 26Q. Step 1. Open TDS e-filing software on your desktop, laptop. Step 2. After opening the GenTDS software, now select the Online Activities at Traces option. Step 3. Now select the Request Console file. Step 4. After selecting Request Console file, then move the cursor on View Requested Download. Step 5. Now move to the next step, which is a login to show the requested download list for selection. Step 6. After login, details of the client can be chosen in the Import Console file option to correct the client details. Step 7. Move on to the next step. After Import Console file, select Prepare New Correction Statement. Now choose this option. Therefore, the GenTDS software needs to confirm option YN through a pop-up. Step 8. Once you select the YN option under the Prepare New Correction Statement, your new correction statement will be updated by our GenTDS e-filing software. How to do PAN correction in the correction statement. Step 1. Select the PAN Other Master Details correction button for edit details. Step 2. Move the cursor to the Edit Master Details to update the PAN Other Details. Correction of deductee name, SEC code, and amount in the correction statement. Step 1. Import a console file when the correction statement is available. Step 2. After importing the console file, select the correction statement, then move the course to modify entry to change the details such as section code, name of deductee, and paid amount. Steps to add challan in the correction statement. Step 1. Move the cursor on the correction button while making the challan. If the client selects the correction button, our GenTDS return e-filing software shows the pop-up related to request for online correction for an update on the challan. Step 2. After updating the challan, the client can click the status row as available or in progress to start the work on the correction. Step 3. After checking the status, the taxpayer downloads the challan and adds the challan to the statement while selecting the row type of correction at the government's official traces portal. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.